as you settle your bodies now in just the right way for you. And give yourself permission to take this time and this space and this place for yourself, to allow this altered time and space for you to clear your mind, comfort your body, and then to refocus your mind in such a positive way. For we're always moving into focusing on solutions, on the positive, on the ways of responding and sensing and feeling in life more positively. And with that, today, as we begin with taking three big deep breaths, on one of those breaths, if they haven't already, eyes will close. And as eyes close and those three big deep breaths are occurring, just allowing yourself to come to comfort now. And as you perhaps are in the best position for you today to enjoy a comfortable sensation of relaxation, whether you're sitting up or whether you're stretched out, to just bring your attention to right around the crown of your head and to imagine and get a sense of allowing this sort of nurturing sensation that flows all around and all through. And with that nurturing sensation, it begins to flow in a very comfortable way down over the back of your head into the tiny neck muscles and through your shoulders, as though for a moment you could even imagine healing hands placed on your shoulders, warming those muscles, tissues, fibers, so that the muscles, the tissues, and the fibers just sort of release and let go. And then this nurturing sensation from the crown of your head spills down over your forehead, right over your eyes, your eyelids, and settling on your eyelids for a moment, bringing a deep, gentle, peaceful kind of heaviness to those lids. And interestingly enough, when those eyelids feel that gentle heaviness in a peaceful way, it sends a message out to the whole body that now is the time to relax. Now is the time to comfort. And so from eyes and eyelids down over the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Each breath continues to take you deeper now. And as those shoulders have softened and melted, and from the top of your head down through head, neck, and shoulders, it's easy to just now let the straps of the bags and bundles, the burdens that you've been carrying, to simply drop. Let them drop. Time to let the burdens go. And perhaps never having to pick them up again. Just let them go. Some of them are so old, we want to release and let them go. And imagine that the big arms of the universe just reach right down and scoop up those bundles and bags of burdens and just fling them way out into the sea of the deep, deep blue the beyond of the universe, where already those burdens are being transformed, transitioned into transformation from the negative to the positive in an easy and effortless way. Leaving you freer now to enjoy as you are embarking on the altered state of comfort and calm and deep relaxation as it begins to flow down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now. Each breath drifting deeper. And these arms of yours being freer and more comfortably relaxed now, we're knowing that the goals you're reaching for inevitably become yours accomplished because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. Even right now, to begin, as we're continuing to bring comfort and calm to the whole body mind, as though as we're circling the body now, we can imagine the body and the mind at their best, feeling good, in the image of radiant health as we draw this comfort sensation through the chest, all around the chest area, into every nook and cranny of you. Just pink with health, comfortably relaxed, easy breath. And this sensation of relaxed comfort moves across and around the upper back, soothing where all those burdens were, because now they're gone, and where they were, we're bringing more comfort to that upper back now. And then as we have made room and space, there's more allowing for comfort as this relaxation circles around now through the solar plexus, the midsection of you, sort of that beaming energy of your I am-ness. I am radiant health. For you are picturing and imagining yourself as that, even as we bring the comfort to you right here, right now. And this relaxed and easy comfort moves around through the middle back, releasing. And knowing that from the upper back to the middle back, and then again, all through that area, the spine is strengthened. For you are on your valiant path. And this sensation of relaxation circles around again from the middle back, now cross and around through hip and abs and hip, and around again through lower back. So the whole center core of you, very relaxed and comfortably easy, calm, peaceful. As you're continuing to imagine yourself in the radiantly healthy image of you, building your image, sparkling eyes, something like a smile within might even show up at the corners of your mouth, dressed just the way you like to be dressed, something that really sends the message out to the universe and to you that you are in your radiantly healthy image. And so from around the hips and down through the thighs, comfortable relaxation flowing in through knees, in through the calves, down through the ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. So your whole being relaxed and easy, comfortable and calm. And if you were to take one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, you could become twice as comfortably relaxed as you already are. And then begin to allow yourself this, that the image you've been building of yourself in radiant health is clearly so strong now that you could begin to sort of look up your staircase and see that radiantly healthy you standing at the top. So you're at the bottom and you're looking up to see that radiantly healthy image, you, at the top of your symbolic staircase. And that radiantly healthy image, you, is going to descend those 21 steps. It's well lit, steady handrail to the right and to the left. This radiantly healthy image now is going to be reinforced as it comes towards you. And you're going to be ready to really embrace it as it walks towards you. And with every step, we're increasing this radiantly healthy image so that you begin to own it completely and thoroughly in confidence, in self-assurance, radiantly healthy you. Reinforcing that image coming towards you now with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. Now right there, facing yourself, the image of radiantly healthy you, looking deep into your eyes and saying, you know, that was a lovely thing that you did. You released yourself of the burdens. And all that time that you are carrying those burdens, it's in a kind of way you're giving yourself forgiveness for carrying those burdens against yourself. And in that, as you give that to this radiantly healthy image, the radiantly healthy image feels that sense of being forgiven and then just melds right into you. So that within you now is the image of radiantly healthy you. And as you embrace that image and let it become such a part of you, in full ownership of it, and yet also knowing the patience and the fortitude that perhaps will be around to completely accept and allow whatever time it takes, and that you can embrace it right now and have it right now, as we could open the door of belief for that, and that we could hold the idea of how forgiveness of the self and patience together helps make more room for that radiantly healthy you. so that now in the oneness of your being, owning yourself completely, feeling the strength within of this radiantly healthy you in all ways, as though the very cellular structure of you accepts this radiantly healthy image, and this image moves in to the each and every cell of every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body. So you are truly at one with radiant health. And feeling the glow of that, and noticing that the negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated, you begin to turn around and face your path now going forward. And for today, that means that the door of your imagination opens a little wider. And so with that wider opening, you go forward into a lovely healing place. A place that you may know well. We call it the healing place because there are things about it that may bring about deep thoughts of well-beingness as any or all of your senses heighten, as though that radiantly healthy image of you within is sort of vibrating at a level that is sort of ringing your inner star, the inner star with you that can imagine and visualize and allow it to become more and more real as you're imagining this place that's so easy and peaceful for you. And it has a healing quality about it. It may be your own place that you know well, or maybe it's slightly different. But there's a healing quality to it as it becomes more real for you and you take it all in through your eyes, through your ears, through the feeling in the air of it, to the reaching out and touching something that is there, to the sounds, to the smells. This is your healing place, so secure and so peaceful for you. And so as you're walking through, you find the just right spot where you begin to sort of sit against a something or lying stretched out on a something. And just feeling the air on your skin in a way that either brisk or breezy or soft and still, however it is, it's just right for you today. And as you become more and more comfortable and more attuned to this place and the security and beauty of it all, appreciating it in all ways, feeling thankful and the happiness that you have within to be there, you begin to also notice something else. It's kind of like a sort of tingling, like a pleasant sort of energizing something in the air all around you. Something that contains some expectancy and some excitement. A sense that, well, yes, a sense that something wonderful is just about to happen. And as you look out in front of you, you begin to discern that there is a kind of transparent screen shimmering right there in front of you. And sort of getting more and more opaque and solid as you sense it. And so it becomes a kind of screen that you're sensing with a kind of peaceful curiosity, where you gradually become aware of a form beginning to appear on it. And this form is becoming more and more defined. And you might realize it's a form of, well, it could be a form of perhaps a very special someone, perhaps someone you loved well from your past, or maybe a special guide or teacher, or maybe someone who once loved you very much, or someone in your life still. And yet, it could also be perhaps your angel or a spirit guide. Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter. Just so it's got that something that you know is good and wise, kind, and even loving. With the ability to see from the heart into the truth of things, deeply and clearly. And so you take it all in through any or all of your senses as this special something becomes more and more defined on the screen until the three-dimensional image is quite clear in whatever characteristic posture they have, wearing whatever it is that they wear, if they wear something. Meaning it could be any shape or form that you know have a sense of those qualities of goodness and clarity, kindness, wisdom. And so there they are, crisp and clear in every dimension. And you know what? You come to realize that you can softly and easily enter the screen, as though you're almost feeling yourself drawn to this something in the screen and wanting to have a kind of closer look or experience it on another level. And so, kind of undetected by them, you sort of just let yourself slip right into the screen safely and easily, and able to have a slow sort of respectful walk around them, getting a sense of them from every angle and sensing and feeling the air around them, the special energy surrounding this something. So just noticing with any or all of your senses, moving around this something, please to experience a full, rich sensory awareness of this something that's there. And now, in this sort of magical, sort of secure space of the screen, somehow, for just a short little bit, sort of sliding past the boundaries and slipping into the image of this other something, as though entering this other something and breathing their breath just for a brief while. Just allow yourself to soften all around this idea, knowing whenever we slip into another image, we can always and will always become ourselves again. But we do this for the sake of understanding more and learning what might be important to know. Like a little experiment, breathing that something's breath and sort of looking down and noticing that you're in this other image. And breathing deeply into this other something and sensing the feelings. For remember, this is the image that is good and wise and kind and loving. And perhaps a sense of warmth and peace and calm. Or a soft expansion around the heart. Maybe a solid, steady sense of security. But whatever feelings or sensations, just experiencing what it feels like in the chest, in the belly, in the muscles, in the skin. Staying open and curious is how it feels inside this other image of a something that is so wise and good and kind and loving. And beginning to get the idea of seeing out, looking out from their eyes, from this something's eyes, as though you could notice what the world seems like, what the world sounds like, what the world feels like through this other image of all this goodness. And as you breathe with that something's breath and feel with that something's feelings, soft and easy, feeling the heart of that something beating inside of you, steady and calm. And perhaps even seeing or sensing it in some way, you over there, with these other eyes that you're looking through now, looking over at you and seeing who you really are, looking under and around and through the surface of you to the essence of who you really are, and seeing all the hidden splendor of you. All the vast beauty of your being, all the radiantly healthy you, and seeing no longer burdened you, having received the forgiveness of the self, you. And perhaps getting a sense now of something more. As getting in touch with the essence of who you really are, perhaps getting a sense of what you are here to do with all of your unique gifts and special abilities, appreciating what you were born to do in your own way, in your own time. And so just taking a moment to experience this gently and easily, with all of the focus you can bring to bear. And then, very softly and easily, whenever you are ready, sort of in a kind of way, the awareness of leaving this other something, in whatever way feels right, just sort of slipping out of its presence, and yet still infused with the richness of this experience, still feeling the expanded energy in your heart, very gently moving back into the sense of your own radiantly healthy being, re-inhabiting it fully and easily, breathing into it with your own breath, through your own nose and mouth, back home, so to speak, connected again to your own body, your steadiest companion, and your oldest friend, and having a sense that you have been viewed with kinder eyes, and knowing what that means to you. And the patience that you experienced along the way to allow for an experience like this might be recalled to your mind from time to time. For you have been looked at through kinder eyes, and kinder eyes always has more patience, more forgiveness, more kindness, more wisdom and love. And so sliding out of the magical translucent screen, and once again seeing yourself in your secure and peaceful special healing place, the surroundings of your place in a healing way, and sort of now coming to really know what makes this place a healing place. And again, taking the richness of the place in more deeply and completely, and sort of noticing now that that screen begins to fade away. And still within your place, feeling that indeed a deeper sense of release has occurred. A deeper sense of knowing burdens have faded and are not as present anymore. And feeling freer through having been forgiven from yourself. And realize that you have found a way through this journey to become even a little more patience. Patience in a patient way with yourself, knowing there's a just right timing for it all. And just allowing now all the good and the positive and the true of this, focusing to the positive to find the just right ways in the deeper mind to settle in, knowing that only positive results can come from a journey like this, where the mind and body responds positively. And sort of very gently and with soft eyes, we reinforce it all at zero and bring back the importance of this experience into your conscious outer awake life. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release, feeling the strength of the radiantly healthy you. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in, feeling the refreshment, the ease, and the comfort. At three, very securely peaceful and at ease. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert.